Russia Business Report.
Hello and welcome to the show. Russia's pharma industry is on the cusp of a golden era, says a recent report from PricewaterhouseCoopers on the sector called Pharma 2020 From Vision to Decision. Major scientific and technological advances, alongside socio-demographic changes and increasing demand for medicines, will revive pharma's fortunes post-2020, PwC's experts claim. What are the reasons behind this optimism? What is the current state of this industry in Russia, and are foreign investors going to participate in this growth story? What is the government's vision of the situation? We'll try and answer those questions today on Russia Business Report. This is Maksana Taplinskaya. The global pharmaceutical market is growing steadily, with sales reaching $1.08 trillion in 2011, a year-on-year increase of 7.8%, according to PricewaterhouseCoopers. The mature economies proved very sluggish, but the growth economies were another matter. Sales in the BRIC countries rose by 22.6%, while sales in the other 13 growth countries, the fast followers, as experts call them, rose by 7.2%. The demand for medicines in growth markets, which will account for 33% of the world's GDP by 2020, will more than double by that time. Projected sales in 2020 in Russia is around $45 billion, while in 2011 sales amounted to $20.7 billion. The biggest demand for medicines is expected in China, where sales in 2020 are forecasted on the level of $175 billion. Most of the projected increase in pharmaceutical sales over the next decade is expected to come from generics rather than patented products. Additional spending in Russia on generics in 2020 will amount to $10.9 billion versus $3.9 billion of additional spending on patented products. With Russia pegged as one of the world's fastest-growing markets, drug makers have been angling to build up their businesses here. For free access to the market, Russian government requires foreign drug makers to team up with local companies and to share technologies with them. So drug makers, large and not so large, have made deals with or invested in Russian drug makers. The reform in Russia began in 2005 with the introduction of a state reimbursement program, which aimed to provide outpatient drug coverage to patients in specific disease groups. The DLO initially offered extended drug coverage to around 10% of the population, with the remainder covered by a health insurance system that provided coverage for inpatient drugs and services only, underpinned by a basic essential drugs list. More recently, two reform programs have been introduced to fill the gaps in the system: development of Health 2020 and Pharmaceutical 2020. The latter aims to substitute 50% of all generic drugs with domestic alternatives by 2017 and domestically manufacture half of all innovative drugs by 2020. The policy, which received government funding of $4 billion in March 2011, has provided a catalyst for major domestic and international investment in the Russian pharma industry. Further, the inference that locally produced drugs may gain preferential access to state reimbursement lists has provided an added incentive for international manufacturers to invest in Russian infrastructure. In 2011, the Association of International Pharmaceutical Manufacturers pledged a minimum of $1 billion in investment in Russian manufacturing, packaging, and R&D. Novartis, which is investing $500 million over the course of 5 years, Nicomed, Novo Nordisk, and Sanofi have all developed operations in Russia since 2010. Others, such as Roche, are partnering with local manufacturers under out-licensing agreements. We're now joined by Ksenia Rutunova, an analyst with RMG in Moscow. Hello to you. Thanks for joining us today. Now, Ksenia, the next few years are predicted to be a very exciting time for investing in Russia's pharmaceutical market. Do you expect many foreign investors to participate in this growth story?
Yeah, actually, I think that it's possible that foreign investors would start M&A hunt in Russia, as our pharmaceutical market is very dynamic in comparison with developed foreign markets and offers a lot of opportunities for them.
And does Russia have any competitive advantages compared with other markets?
Well, I would say that its main competitive advantage in comparison with developed markets is naturally its buoyant nature, so there are plenty of opportunities to come. Excellent growth rates are possible. And, well, I'd say that prospects are pretty broad for any company.
And if we compare Russia, say, with the BRICS, especially India, China?
Well, there's always the question of government regulation, and here Russia does have some causes for concern for investors, meaning that there are many potential initiatives which are discussed currently in the government, which actually have a restricting nature, but I would say that it's the case of most developing markets and hence risky markets.
Now, Ksenia, what is your estimation of Pharma 2020 plan introduced by the Russian government in October 2009? Have there been any achievements already?
Actually, there's been a few modifications and adjustments to the plan, and I guess some simplifications may follow as it's pretty ambitious. But overall, government is encouraging Russian producers to invest in production capacities to maintain high production standards, and I believe that the forthcoming program should boost interest to Russian pharmaceutical companies.
And what do you think about this harmonization with GMP, which some experts say is a mandatory step?
Well, yeah, it's well, one of the primary steps of Pharma 2020 plan. There have been a few, well, as I've said, simplifications in comparison with global GMP standards. But I think that by 2020, we should also have pharmaceutical producers with excellent production capacities.
And am I right to understand that at the moment, this industry doesn't have a clear system, I mean, the clear rules that the companies should stick to in Russia?
Yeah, there is no clear, distinct vision, and I think that maybe by 2014 we will get a clearer picture.
And what are the most important points, do you think, that this strategy should include?
Well, generally it's GMP, because I believe that manufacturing standards, sometimes fall behind foreign peers. So basically that's the first thing. The regulation which relates generics is also important, but from my point of view, the main reason to actually launch this program is to enable all, to make sure that all producers follow GMP.
And do you personally agree with the government's current policy to give preference to local companies rather than foreign companies?
Actually, it's hard to agree or disagree. It's just a government decision to protect local producers. But I think that it may encourage joint ventures with foreign producers, like some companies already have. Foreign producers make orders to local factories to ensure that they produce their, or so to say, third-party products.
And taking into consideration this very strategy, do you expect still foreign players to come here?
As I've said, there are a few restriction factors which are generally points of concern, implying that there will probably be a ban on advertising over-the-counter drugs, but generally I believe that foreign producers which are interested in exposure to dynamic markets may consider M&A activity here in Russia.
Thank you very much. That was Ksenia Arutyunova, an analyst with RMG in Moscow.
Russia Business Report.
And staying with the issue of foreign investment in Russia's pharmaceutical sector, there is one more concerning point here, as local analysts and representatives of foreign drug makers believe that the planned imposition of restrictions for the public purchase of imported drugs initiated by the Russian government may result in the departure of foreign pharmaceutical companies from the Russian market, and Global Pharma is one of the possible candidates. As a matter of background, the Russian government is considering imposing a ban on the participation of foreign drug producers in the tenders for public procurement of drugs in Russia in the case of presence in the market at least two similar drugs produced by local manufacturers. Such an initiative has been recently put forward by Russia's Minister of Industry and Trade in an attempt to support domestic drug producers during the tenders. However, this has already caused sharp critics from some leading foreign companies operating in the Russian market. For example, according to Marina Veldanova, who is head of Ipsen Russia, those initiatives of the Russian authorities, I'm quoting, is jumping over several stages of market development without considering the consequences. And she added that we realize the calls of the government to increase localization of production. However, this will require at least 2 to 3 years, and the government should understand this. A similar view was expressed by Alex Marchand, who is deputy director of the Federal Research Center of Pediatric Hematology, Oncology and Immunology, according to whom, in the event that these plans are adopted, Western companies will lose all incentives to invest and enter the Russian market. At the same time, he also believes that one of the major problems of the Russian pharma is the lack of domestic production of raw materials for medicines, as all substances are currently imported from China. I've got a bit of data here from PharmExpert, which is Russia's leading analytical agency in the field of pharmaceuticals, according to which sales of drugs in Russia in 2012 amounted to 600 billion rubles, which is $20 billion, which is an increase of 23% over 2011. And according to analysts, this is the maximum growth for the last 3 years. During the period of 2004 to 2009, the market grew by 25% a year. However, in 2010, growth only amounted to 7.8%. At the same time, the commercial segment of the market increased by 15% to reach 530 billion rubles. And according to Russia's leading pharmacy chains, one of the major trends that is currently observed in the Russian pharmaceutical market is the gradual shift to more expensive quality drugs and away from their cheaper analogs. Analysts predict that during the next 2 years, the market will remain almost at the same level as in 2012. Now, one of the major hurdles facing the pharma industry is the rising healthcare bill. Its expenditure as a percentage of GDP is climbing in countries in every income bracket and is increasing most steeply in the mature markets where the industry has historically made most of its money. At a time when all economies are feeling the tougher times, the industry has to play its part, PwC experts say. The bill payers are demanding better outcomes and introducing new mechanisms to measure these as a precondition for paying for new medicines. Currently, roughly more than 85% of the health budget in the mature markets goes on healthcare services and less than 15% on medicines. So if the industry can succeed in reducing consumption of more costly medical services and procedures, PwC estimates that its share of healthcare expenditure in these countries could rise to 20% by 2020. Expenditure on medicines is rising far faster in the growth economies than it is elsewhere. In aggregate, it could reach $499 billion a year by 2020, up from $205 billion in 2011, as economic expansion and better access to healthcare drive up demand. But patients in the growth economies typically have to fund a larger share of their own healthcare costs than patients in the mature economies. And even in the BRIC countries, where the rate of expansion is the fastest, per capita expenditure on healthcare is far too low to support biologics priced at many thousands of dollars. The PwC report believes that the industry needs to rebalance its expenditure and invest more in the early part of the R&D process to deal with rising costs. More needs to be done to improve productivity and the returns on R&D investment. Most of the products that will be launched in the coming years are already in the pipeline, but they are not aligned with demand and rising expectations from healthcare payers, providers, and patients. And PwC's Alina Lavrentieva, she's partner and leader of pharmaceutical industry practice, says that the industry is at a crossroads right now. In established markets, budgets are constrained and all stakeholders want real solutions and cures. Pharma companies must now deliver real value to payers and patients to prove their worth and to rebuild trust in the sector. In growth markets, companies must respond responsibly to growing population's needs, recognizing demographics and cultural diversity. And with that, let's finish up today's edition of the show. But if you have any questions or feedback on this or any of our stories, do drop us a line on Twitter at @ru_businessrep, and we'll be coming back to the latest economic and business developments on our future programs. This is me, Oksana Taplinskaya. Thanks for listening.